CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. There is unprecedented security in place for tomorrow's election. Christopher Cruz begins our coverage.
Jen Easterly says the nation's election infrastructure, quote, has never been more secure, and the election community has never been better prepared to deliver safe, secure, free, and fair elections. She says her agency hasn't detected evidence of any activity that could directly affect the outcome of the election. Last week, a senior official of the agency said there was a high likelihood that foreign disinformation efforts will continue in the weeks and months after the election up until January 6th, the date Congress certifies the winner of the presidential election. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
The candidates are focusing on the battleground states today. Natalie Brand has that.
Kamala Harris is spending election eve crisscrossing Pennsylvania, starting the day with campaign volunteers in Scranton.
As we are canvassing, let's be intentional about building community.
Tonight in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, more star power, including Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, and Oprah Winfrey, campaigning for the vice president.
Former President Donald Trump is hitting three states, including making stops in two of the same Pennsylvania cities as Vice President Harris.
In Reading, Trump focused again on immigration.
I'm hereby calling for the death penalty for any migrant that kills an American citizen or a law enforcement officer.
CBS's Scott McFarlane has been tracking where things stand for other races.
Our CBS News review shows roughly 30 battleground districts in the U.S. House nationwide. That's fewer than 10% of all races. Potentially vulnerable Republicans in California and three competitive races in Pennsylvania.
A Pennsylvania judge has just ruled that Elon Musk's $1 million a day voter sweepstakes can proceed. Striking Boeing workers are voting today on a new contract offer. It calls for a 38% wage increase over 4 years.
There's a whole lot to think about, and everybody's got to make their own decision.
The Pentagon said today the number of North Korean troops in Russia is growing, and they're moving closer to the border with Ukraine. Spokesman Pat Ryder.
We think that the total number of DPRK forces in Russia total could be closer to around 11,000 to 12,000, with about 10,000, at least 10,000 right now in the Kursk Oblast.
The deputy U.S. ambassador to the U.N. blasted China and Russia today for North Korea's recent actions.
Despite being permanent members of this council, Russia and China have shamelessly protected Pyongyang from any reprisal or even condemnation of its actions.
That includes its most recent missile launch. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A house fire in Racine turned fatal Friday night when a woman initially rescued alive from her Indiana Street home later died from her injuries. Firefighters arrived to find flames coming from the windows of the residence. The investigation into the fire's cause continues. Foul play is not suspected, and authorities say there were no working smoke alarms in the home. Early voting ended Friday in some areas, while Racine offered a final day of in-person absentee voting yesterday. Those who didn't vote early can cast their ballots starting at 7 a.m. tomorrow. Racine County is accepting nominations for its Youth and Governance Program. It aims to engage high school students in local government by allowing them to serve on county board committees. And downtown Racine will host the 2024 Holiday Parade and Tree Lighting event this Saturday. The parade starts at 5:30 from the west side of the State Street Bridge and proceeds down Main to 6th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Continuing election coverage you won't find anywhere else, including results when the polls close November 5th. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Count on us on air at WRJN, on the web at WRJN.com, and always on the Civic Media app.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic physical therapy or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
The Packers lose to Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had an early field goal, then trailed the rest of the night, losing 24-14 to the Lions at Lambeau Field. Dropped passes and penalties killed the Packers. Running back Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, man, a lot of self-inflicted wounds, a lot of momentum killers. You know, we've been getting away with a lot of it because we've been kind of masking it with the wins. But when you play a good team, man, you know, all the little things catch up to you.
The Packers now head into their bye week at 6-3 in third place behind Detroit and Minnesota in the NFC North Division. NBA, Bucks and the Cavaliers in Cleveland tonight. Bucks forward Bobby Portis says his home was broken into during Saturday night's game in Milwaukee and says several personal items were stolen. Baseball, the Brewers with two players winning Gold Glove Awards for the first time since 1979. Second baseman Bryce Turang and outfielder Sal Frelick.
It's definitely cool, a little surreal still, and I think even cooler to do it, you know, with Bryce.
That's Sal Frelick with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with showers and even a few thunderstorms. A low near 60. And rain around for Tuesday, diminishing throughout the day. Highs into the upper 60s and breezy. Sunshine returns for Wednesday. Highs mid-50s. Currently, it's 66. WRJN.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words people bowed and prayed to a neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering silence.
Sound of Silence, Simon and Garfunkel on WRJN. Now, that song was originally recorded as an acoustic track on a folk album. Did not do well, only sold about 2,000 copies, so Simon and Garfunkel split up. It was later that their producer, Tom Wilson, added electrical instruments to the track and released it as a single. It became a huge hit. And that's what got Simon and Garfunkel back together.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you
Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
On the ocean, we've been sailing with the current.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hello, Robin.
Hello, Kurt.
My friend Robin joins us from time to time. Now, did you go to church yesterday?
No, I did not. Uh-oh. I had to do something for the dog yesterday, impeded my opportunity to go to church.
Well, I think my wife and I, we get bonus points for yesterday.
Oh,
so we sing in a church choir, right, at our church. Uh-huh. But we don't sing every Sunday.
Okay.
And then a friend of my wife's, asked if we could sing yesterday in a pop-up choir at their church. So a different church. And at first she said, no, I don't think so, because we sing at our church on that Sunday. And then we thought, you know, the church services are staggered. They're not at the same time. So we think we can do it. And so yesterday, here was our schedule. 8:15 choir practice at church one. Uh-huh. 9:10 choir practice at church two. 9:30 church service at church one, where we sang.
Mm-hmm. And writing this all down here now.
And then we snuck out, and then church service number two at 10 o'clock, where we sang.
Okay, question. Yeah. I hope these churches are somewhat close to each other.
Walking distance.
I'm looking at the timeline and I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah, a block and a half from each other.
Oh, phew. Good. Well, you are getting extra points for that, but at least you finished one service.
Well, I don't need to get extra points, because at church number two, after the service yesterday, they had cake. So that's
there you go.
I was good.
Well, good for you. I am very proud of you.
But exhausted. Oh, my gosh.
Man, those golden vocal pipes are just kind of, they need a break.
Oh, my goodness. There's my friend Robin, who joins us from time to time. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. Crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class.
Presley on WRJN. Here's something I bet you didn't know. Did you know Elvis Presley was a karate black belt? He got his black belt in 1960, went on to use karate moves in his stage shows.
Bye.
and the lonely cry fades in the air.
Love is here, and all my life is now your thought. Love is here, and all my life is now your thought. You made me love you,
you made me love you.
Oh my darling, now your thought. You made me love you,
you made me love you.
Oh my darling, now your thought.
And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Sloopy down. Sloopy, I don't care what your daddy do, 'cause you know, Sloopy girl, I'm in love with you.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A house fire in Racine turned fatal Friday night when a woman initially rescued alive from her Indiana Street home later died from her injuries. Firefighters arrived to find flames coming from the windows of the residence. The investigation into the fire's cause continues. Foul play is not suspected, and authorities say there were no working smoke alarms in the home. The RNC is suing Milwaukee over the early voting process. A court filing shows Republicans are claiming the city limited and prohibited the observation of voting at polling stations during the early voting period. The RNC claims that at several polling locations, the number of observers was arbitrarily limited to two or four, despite the facilities being able to accommodate more. The lawsuit seeks a temporary restraining order and an injunction. They want the city to allow public observation in accordance with the law. And campaign season quickly turns into the Christmas season in Racine. Downtown Racine will become a winter wonderland this Saturday with the 2024 Holiday Parade and Tree Lighting event. In addition to the live music, floats, and fireworks, there's also the annual appearance from Santa. The parade steps off at 5:30 Saturday from the west side of the State Street Bridge. It heads down Main to 6th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with showers and even a few thunderstorms. A low near 60. And rain around for Tuesday, diminishing throughout the day. Highs into the upper 60s and breezy. Sunshine returns for Wednesday. Highs mid-50s. Currently, it's 66.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. You know, it's been a wet couple of days yesterday and today. Pretty wet. It's going to be wet tonight. It's going to be wet tomorrow for Election Day. Always wonder what that's going to mean for voter turnout if it's going to be rainy on Election Day. But maybe you're like me. Maybe you got it done early. Voted ahead of time so you don't have to worry about it. But tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms and a high near 67. News and Timeless Hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend. And tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. That's right, you can save 30% or more on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services at WRJN.com.
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us lay their money down.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, I can't believe my Monday is just about over already. I feel kind of bad, actually, because I promised myself that this week at work I was going to give 100%. And today I feel like I gave, I don't know, 12%. But that's okay. Tomorrow I'll give 23%, 40% on Wednesday, 20% on Thursday, just 5% on Friday. So for the week, I'll give 100%.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring a new Kringle creation. Bourbon and Butterscotch Kringle has a homemade butterscotch filling that's layered with O&H's bourbon-infused caramel pudding. It has a delicious topping of buttery streusel and a honey glaze infused with a touch of oak essence. It is sensational. So get one this week. Bourbon and Butterscotch Kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Side.
side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Timeless favorites. WRJN.